This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين وقال تعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, mothers and sisters, we first begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of the universe, whom we are obliged to follow and submit to, and who has given us tremendous favors. He has created us, He has sustained us, He gives us water to drink, He gives us food to eat without our doing. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, just to give an example about water, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Don't you see the water that you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ. Did you bring it down from the heaven? Did you bring it down from the heaven? Or did Allah bring it down? And then He tells us in another place, قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ. If one day you get up and all the sources of water is dry, there is no water in the dams, there is no water in the rivers, there is no water in the ocean, who is going to create for you water? Can anyone create for you water? Rainwater only brings you the water that is there. And that also they're not doing a good job. But anyway. But can you imagine? One day you get up, all water is dry. The people who bottle the water don't create their water. They don't manufacture that water. Allah gave it to us. Allah made it. Our Creator made it. We send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, I just so many people today I'm seeing after a long time, and I just want to acknowledge. And forgive me if I don't, you know, acknowledge everyone that I'm supposed to acknowledge. Really, I would like to acknowledge Hafiz Yahya. I told him before Salat, I'm seeing you after so long. We used to meet occasionally in meetings. So many, after so long we have met. Brother Dhulkif, I don't know, remember how many times he told me about the masjid he wants to put it in Beni. Today, alhamdulillah, it becomes a reality. Amir Zaid Langa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep your leadership over the community with barakah and blessings. Comrade Busi and the other brother comrade who is here, Tulani, we thank you for joining us on our happy occasion. There are so many other people who are here. Sheikh Umar Sitoli, Maulana Dawood, Sheikh Umar, who is now the elderly person from the community, and someone whom we have dealt with in our other masjid in Orlando, is Alhamdulillah, Brother Ismail, who was here, he just left now. He joins us every year for Etikaf in Newtown Masjid. And I just told him now before, I just met him, I said, you know, you were not here. This year we missed you, you are not in Newtown. I think as long as I can remember, for over 20 years, every year he's in Etikaf in Newtown Masjid. And this year he told me he wasn't feeling well, so he didn't join us. So many of you who are here, all protocols observed. If I've forgotten anyone, please forgive me. And the people who have, you know, donated, the Darsot family, Dr. Abdul Baqi, whom people have spoken so highly about. It's such a joyous occasion. I'm just going to make mention of 3 points. With regard to the establishment of a masjid. And please keep me, you know, we start speaking, the ulama, they start speaking, they just continue. So you have to give us a reminder to keep it short. So I'll make mention of 3 points. And here's our brother Ismail, mashallah. So what we are speaking about is three important lessons of why we establish a masjid. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjid belongs to Allah. This is not other than the house of Allah. And it is the spiritual centers of the believers. فَلَا تَدْعُوا. And in this masjid, you don't call out to anyone besides Allah. You don't call out to anyone besides Allah. You only call out to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our history, there's a very great Sufi by the name of Bishr Hafiz. Now, I heard Sheikh Yahya's interview on Salam Media, and I was so impressed. Right? And he spoke about the fact that there was a bottle store. Was it here or was it in the area or something? And from there, a masjid came. Subhanallah. Many years back, I went to Albania. So there was a brother by the name of Jamal Dukka. So he told me his father was a Muslim. But when Albania became communist, they destroyed the Qurans, they destroyed the masjid, they destroyed everything. And because he was known to be someone who was close to Islam, they made him the supervisor of the bottle store, just to belittle him, because they knew that he was a Muslim. So he said, when I was at that bottle store, I used to make dua. I said, Ya Allah, one day make this bottle store a masjid. And wallahi al-azim, I was at the foundation of that particular place that was first a bottle store, and I laid the foundation of a masjid in Albania. And today I'm finding this whole situation here again, very similar. A place where it was a bottle store today is becoming a place where it is going to be the place where we are going to remember Allah. Anyway, in our history, there was this person by the name of Bishr Hafiz. Bishr Hafiz was a drunkard. So one day, while in a state of drunkenness, he was walking. And he saw a paper in which was written Allah's name. So although he was drunk, he respected Allah's name. So he took that paper, he went to the house and he placed it with respect in the place of respect. So the saint of the time saw a dream and said, go and tell Bishr, the way he respected my name, I will give him respect. Bishr became one of the greatest Sufi saints in our history. And one day he was in the Haram, he was in the Kaaba, in the Baytullah, when the Khalifa Hisham bin Abdul Malik met him and said, Bishr, I'm the Khalifa, I'm the king, ask me whatever you want. So from this one al-Masajid al-Allah, I want to reply this. He said, Khalifa, are you asking me to ask you something in the house of Allah? This is Allah's house, you want me to ask you something? How dare you ask me to ask you in the house of Allah when I'm supposed to ask Allah? وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. The masjid belongs to Almighty Allah. Don't call out to anyone besides Allah in the house of Allah. Now let me just complete that incident. So the Khalifa met him outside the masjid one day and said, Bishr, you ask me now. You ask me now, it's not the masjid, it's not in the house of Allah. So Bishr said, what must I ask you? Must I ask you something to do with religion? Or must I ask you something to do with your worldly needs? So the Khalifa said, you know, you are an alim, you are a religious scholar, I can't give you any religious guidance. Ask me about your worldly needs. So do you know what reply Bishr gave? He said, Khalifa, the world I don't even ask from Allah. Where I'm going to ask from you? I don't even ask Allah for the world. Allah will give me if he wants to. I don't even ask for Allah. So this is a man who was a drunkard, whom Allah Ta'ala gave that state of spirituality. Brothers, you and I, we need worldly needs. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, وَأَمْوَالُكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. The wealth is a means of our worldly existence. We need it. But what we don't realize, to the whole world today is not realizing this, that just as we need food and drink, we need relationship with our Creator. We need a relationship with the one who created us. Because if we don't have a relationship with our Creator, I can take an oath, we will never ever be happy. Why do you see people have got such great amount of wealth and you see them, they are dying of depression, they are depressed. They got so much wealth, they are depressed. I read somewhere that Sweden is a place where it's, according to the index, one of the best living places in the world to live. But the greatest amount of ratio of people to psychiatrists. The greatest ratio of people to psychiatrists is in places like Sweden and in America. So why? You ask the reason why. Because Allah didn't keep satisfaction in wealth. And I hope I can tell some of our leaders, our political leaders here in this country. 1994, we had a vision that we are going to be equal. We are going to look after the poor. The same mentality, wealth is going to make me happy. Wealth is going to give me success. And they have eaten, they have taken food out of the mouths of the poor people of this country. We hope that Allah Ta'ala can still give them the opportunity to mend their ways. That Allah Ta'ala, until you don't remember Allah, until you don't have your relationship with Allah, you are not going to become happy. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The believer, he finds satisfaction in remembering his creator. Allah, Allah, you know what the meaning of Allah means? Be specially, be made aware. Be aware, be aware. Only in the remembrance of Allah will your hearts find contentment. Your heart is not going to find contentment in a beautiful car. Or your heart is not, I'm not saying it's not permissible. You can buy a good car because the means of good conveyance, nothing wrong. Your heart is not going to find contentment in a beautiful home. Although it's permissible to buy a comfortable home and live in a comfortable home. It's not haram. It's not prohibited. But only thing that is going to give you satisfaction and tranquility of the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the masjid is a place for that. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Only in the masjid, only call upon Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the masjid calls us towards angelic qualities. It calls us towards tranquility. It calls us towards peace. It calls us, when you read Quran and you read your salat, how do you feel? All of a sudden you feel nice. You feel a certain degree of satisfaction that comes upon your heart. And therefore this masjid is the spiritual centers of the ummah to gain tranquility and to remember our creator, without which we will never be happy. But that's the first thing I want to make mention of. That the masjid is a place of remembering the Almighty, without which we are not going to get satisfaction, no contentment, no tranquility, no success. The second thing is, the masjid is a place of Muslim unity. Sheikh Yahya so beautifully spoke about the fact that today we are just everywhere we are fighting. No. I'm the target of all that, so I know with regard to it, you know. Everywhere, there's just everyone fighting. Just maybe labeling. And for small thing, everyone has become an expert. Allah, where are we going to, where are we going to end? Where Allah Ta'ala says, don't fight and argue, Allah will make you weak. Look at how weak we are because of our fighting. The masjid is a place of unity. And don't let this masjid become a place of disunity. There are two things that create unity in the Muslim ummah, the masjid and salat wa jamaat. Can you imagine the beautiful thing? We tell everyone you must read salat in congregation. Warka'u ma'ar raki'in. Sheikh Yahya, who was making mention that Barakatullah, I also made mention of him also, I know him for so long. I remember him from the time when he was in Roman's Pizza and Khan's Butchery, and how he used to travel to make Salat wa Jamaat. You know, Salat wa Jamaat, Allama Ibn Qayyim said, فَإِنَّ السَّلَاةَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ شَعَائِرِ الدِّينِ وَعَلَامَهُ. Salat in the masjid is one of the greatest sign of Iman and the symbol of a Muslim. Now just imagine how you say, I say it creates unity. How does it create unity? Now we, all of us, you just say, for example, there are 10, 15 people who come every day, they read the Fajr Salat. Early hours of the morning, they are in the masjid, they are reading Salat with Jamaat. Now if you see a person who is reading Salat with you every morning in Salat with Jamaat, and he's there for Fajr, immediately what comes to the mind? Alhamdulillah, he had a good night. He had a safe night. So therefore he is, you know, he is allowed and he has now been healthy enough. There was no problems in his house, in his family. He has come to the masjid. Now just say every day a person is coming to the masjid for Fajr Salat or Maghrib Salat or Isha Salat. And all of a sudden for 3 nights he's not there. 3 days he's not there. Now all of a sudden the people who are supposed to read every day, they said, now what has happened? What has happened to this? What has happened to him? Is he sick? Maybe we must go and visit him. Did something happen to him? That maybe we need to go and find out. That muhabbat and love and unity you will not get if you're not in the masjid. If you don't make salat wa jamaat. Now you're making salat wa jamaat. Just imagine the unity, the love, the brotherhood. And forget a believer. It comes in a hadith that when a person is in a masjid every day, if he doesn't come for a few days, the angels make dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, this person used to be here every day. Today he's not here. What is wrong with him? If he's sick, ya Allah, grant him cure. If something has happened to his family, ya Allah, make it easy. The angels make dua for you if you are regular in the masjid and all of a sudden you don't come. My dear respected brothers, this unity is so important. Allah's hand of assistance is upon the united lot. فَإِنَّ الْبَرَكَةَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ Allah's blessings is upon the united lot. Is Allah's blessings and unity comes, and so much of blessings come when we are united. The masjid is the focal point for community identity. The masjid is a focal point for Muslim unity. So let us make the masjid the focal point of, you know, Muslim unity. And then the one point, something that I'm very, very passionate about, and Sheikh Yahya also made mention about it. I want you to consider this. Inna awwala baytu wudi'a lin-nasi lilladhi bi-Bakkah. The first masjid that was established on the earth was in Makkah. Allah Ta'ala calls it Bakkah because Bakkah was a traditional the old name of Makkah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awwala baytu wudi'a lin-nasi lilladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakaw wa hudan lil-alamin. It is a means of blessing and hidayat and guidance for whom? For humanity. The masjid established in Makkah is blessing and guidance for the entire humanity, not only Muslims. I ask the people this question because I'm so passionate about this and I feel we have lost an opportunity. We have a religion which is universal. We have a religion which is not only Indian. It is a religion for the Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says about our Prophet Rahmatul lil Alameen. He's a mercy to humanity. This Quran is Hudal lin Nas. It is a guidance for humanity, not only for Muslims. Huh? I was hearing a bayan. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 6 years of age. When he was traveling from Medina to Makkah, his father had passed away. In the travel, in the journey, his mother passed away. And when his mother passed away, he cried to Almighty Allah and said, Oh Allah, you took my father, you took my mother at such a young age. Allah had wisdom in it because Allah wanted to look after him himself directly over him. And he cried over the qabr after his mother was buried. He cried. And he, no one, you know, the woman who took him from the grave while he was laying down on the grave and he was crying was a woman by the name of Umm Ayman. Do you know who is Umm Ayman? Umm Ayman was an African woman whom Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she took Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam after that incident, after his mother passed away, took him to Makkah. Can you imagine with what of love she must have taken him? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, My mother, a woman from Africa. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called her my mother. She was, it's not a relief. We know about Hazrat Bilal and we know there's a book that maybe inshallah will share it. The eminent Sahaba who were from the African continent. There are so many. Islam came to Africa even before it came to Medina. We say Medina is the city of the Prophet. Before it came to Medina, Islam was in Africa. And Allah Ta'ala says, and this is, I want to ask you the question, that the masjid is supposed to be a blessing not only for Muslims, for humanity. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَلَ بَيْتِ وُدِيَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ Where is our masjid being a blessing for a region or for the area we are in? But Allah Ta'ala says, never mind the area you are in, it's supposed to be a blessing for the entire humanity. It's supposed to be a guidance. And I feel so strongly with regard to this. I feel that we have the solution to many of the problems that are besetting the South African situation. When it calls about racism, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "La fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin." There is no superiority of the Arab over the non-Arab, or the white over the black, or the black over the white. Everyone is equal in front of the Almighty Allah. And the only one who surges ahead is the one who surges ahead on the basis of his taqwa, his piety, his righteousness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Today people talk about environment. I made a presentation on Islamic's view on environment to a group in Singapore during the last 2 weeks. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you plant a tree, which today people tell you it's so important for you to plant a tree because, you know, it's environmentally friendly. As long as people benefit from that tree, as long as an animal benefit from that tree, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are planting a tree and you hear the trumpet of the day of judgment. The world is about to end. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, continue planting the tree. Don't stop. Why? Because we are people who are productive. We are people who want to do something good all the time to help. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw a person enjoying himself in paradise. And oh my Sahaba, do you know why he was in paradise? There was an offensive item on the road and he removed it. There was an offensive item on the road, he removed it. He didn't wait for, you know, the city council to come and do it. He just removed it. Because of that, he's in Jannah, he's in paradise. It's civic responsibility to see that your area is clean. That you remove something that is offensive from the road. Islam has got the solution. I don't know how to make mention with regard to it. I hope this particular masjid becomes a means of hidayat and blessing. The entire neighborhood must look upon this masjid as a place of blessing. And we got this, my brothers. I don't know how to, you know, I don't like to throw names now. You know, people know me as, you know. Someone recently phoned me from one of the political, you know, echelons of society related to the president. And this woman phoned me very close to the president and said, I want to know, what must I do? I said, what happened? She said, my daughter became a Muslim. Related to the president, my daughter became a Muslim. So I said, how do you find her? And you know what she told me? She told me, I just see such a change in her behavior for the better.
Allahu Akbar.
She's become such a unique human being. We got this. She said, all of us, there's no alcohol has finished this world, our community here. And yet, the little resources we got, we are going and we are spending in alcohol. When the Prophet, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, what did he say? Innamal khamru wal maisiru ritsum min amal shaitan. To drink alcohol is the work of shaitan, the handiwork of the Satan. What does he do with alcohol? Innama yuridu shaitan wa yuqiya baynakum. He creates enmity and hostility and fighting. Half the time the people who are killing one another is because they are drunk. Half the time the people who are killing one another on the road is because they are drunk. And Allah Ta'ala tells us in our Quran that this alcohol is going to cause enmity and hostility. We got, and we can tell the people, this is haram because of the harm upon humanity and society. We have this. My nephew is studying in one public school. So the school has made, you know, arrangement for them to read Salat properly, to read the Jummah prayers. So he said, three people from the black community, he said they told him one day before he went for Jummah, he said, take me with to go and perform the Jummah. We want to see how you make Jummah. So he said, three of his friends came and see him perform Jummah, and afterwards they said, we like to perform prayer the way you are praying. Make us Muslims. Make us Muslims. I got such a passion for it, and that passion is, I don't know why it is deliberately distorted. I'm not saying that Islam is not that. We believe Islam to be the religion of truth. But because of this passion, I just feel so much that we've got an opportunity to share our Islam. And that particular passion is deliberately distorted. So now what I'm saying, I've just left you with three things. And you know, I'm so happy that this masjid is so beautiful. Alhamdulillah. You know, the people who make the masjid beautiful. Tamim Adari was the first person. And you know, sometimes a masjid can be still, you know, not well established and not beautiful, but Allah will put hidayat. Masjid al-Nabawi was established in the first or second year after Hijri. For 8 years, there was no light. There was no light in Masjid al-Nabawi. Right? There was no Eskom also there, but still there was no light. But there was no light. The first person who brought light into Masjid al-Nabawi was a Sahabi by the name of Tamim al-Dari. So he brought a light and he lit a lamp in Masjid al-Nabawi, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in the Masjid and he saw the light. And subhanAllah, do you know what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Who illuminated our Masjid? And he said, may Allah illuminate the one who illuminated our masjids. Allah put nur and light in the life of the person who illuminated our masjid. We say the same thing to everyone who was responsible for putting up this masjid. For, you know, putting up the lights and making it beautiful. Wallahi al-Azim, this is so beautiful. And Allah illuminate your life the way you illuminated this area and this region. But bear in mind the three things I have made mention with which I'm going to conclude. The masjid is a place of the spiritual centers of this ummah, where we gain tranquility, without which we can't gain tranquility. Remember Allah. In the remembrance of Allah will your hearts find contentment. Make this a place of unity and make this a place of hidayat and blessing, not only for you, for the whole area, the whole neighborhood, and inshallah one day the entire humanity. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allah.